So, over Shabbos, someone asked me about this eclipse that's coming up on April the 8th, whether we should recite a bracha on the eclipse. Now, just like what exactly is an eclipse? So, the eclipse is that the moon ends up blocking the sun. So, even though it's the middle of the day, it's going to appear to us like it is nighttime. That's the yesod of an eclipse. Now, the moon is always between the sun and earth. The thing is that usually they're at different angles. There's like a 5 degree of inclination of difference between the sun and the moon. So it's rare that the moon actually ends up blocking the sun. But when that happens, that's an eclipse. Eclipses are not all that uncommon, but this eclipse is going to be very significant in that it will be seen all across North America. You'll see it in Mexico. It's going to come up. Dallas, Texas will be mamish under the complete eclipse. You're going to have complete eclipse up near Niagara Falls. In New York City on April 8th, you're going to have the eclipse between like 3:15 and 3:30 p.m. New York City won't get a direct hit, as it were. We're going to have it at around 70% eclipse. So that's the story of the eclipse. The eclipse always happens on Rosh Chodesh. Right? It has to happen on Rosh Chodesh because the basic idea is that the new moon blocks the sun. As the moon continues its rotation around Earth, so it won't be in the same path as the sun except on Rosh Chodesh. So an eclipse will always happen on Rosh Chodesh. So something's going to happen on Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. If you do the math, so the eclipse proves, this is something that Erica Brown's husband, Jeremy Brown, points out. He's like a bit of a historian of like astronomy and stuff. So he has an article in the Chakira Journal, and it's Chakira Journal, volume 23. He has an article where he shows that this is a raya that the cheshbon of the molad is not exact. Right? When they made the cheshbon of the molad, what they were doing is they're assuming an exact length for each month, etc. It's not really true because the eclipse will end up, it's supposed to be the molad is when you see the new moon over Yerushalayim. Right? So what we do is we'd add 6 hours. This time of year, it's like 6 hours. Yerushalayim is ahead of New York by 6 hours. So the Molad would end up being around 9:15. Instead, it's going to be, I think, 10:44. So it's off a little bit. What does that mean? It means it's off a little bit. It's not that significant. But the question, which is more significant, is whether we recite a bracha on the eclipse. And the answer that everyone gives is no. Right? We don't recite a bracha on the eclipse. And this is a little bit of a difficulty because the Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaRoeh teaches me that I recite bracha on all these various natural phenomena. Right? If I see Zikin and Zevaos, and I see Harim and Gevaos, I say Osa, the Lashon and the Mishnah, there's Osa Bereishis, not Osa Maaseh Bereishis. And how come there's no bracha on eclipses that's mentioned in the Mishnah? So there are a few ways of looking at this. One way of looking at this is very pashut, and it's like Rashi al HaTorah. I saw this, I heard this, like Ari Bergman has a shiur on Why Yitzhak. He points this out. You know, the Torah begins and speaks about how there's Shnei Me'oros HaGadolim. And then the Torah speaks about the Ma'ar HaGadol, right? Mishalas Ba'yom, the Ma'ar HaKadol, Mishalas Ba'layla. Right? So Rashi quotes from the Midrashim, Sigmar and Chulin, that the moon had a taina, that Ein Shnei Malachim, you can't have two equal things, sun and moon, they can't be equal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the moon, L'chiyumati es atzmeich. Now, when they say that the moon and the sun are the same, it doesn't mamish mean that they're like the same size, right? What it probably meant is that the moon and the sun are doing the same thing, and one's like following the other around and around and around, right? And therefore, there would never be interference between the sun and the moon. Now, after the Ribbono Shel Olam tells the moon, L'chiyumati es atzmeich. So then, right, we have the moon, which no longer has its own light that's given. And we have the moon now that is between the sun and earth. So then we can have an eclipse. So therefore, I can't recite a bracha of Osa Maaseh Bereishis, because at Maaseh Bereishis, the sun and the moon could never be aligned in a way that you would have an eclipse. That's already an interesting mahalach. It's really an interesting mahalach, which I only heard in that year from Ari Bergman. Of course, it sort of begs the question because there are things that did not happen at Maaseh Bereishis, and we have a bracha on, right? Haruah keshes ba'anan. You see a moon that wasn't present at Maaseh Bereishis, no?
Remember the rainbow?
Well, you saw a rainbow. Thank you. Haruah keshes, see a rainbow, right? So you say, Neman bebriso v'kayim b'ma'amaro. Right, it's not there at Maaseh Bereishis, right? The Pashtus and the Psukim, Pashtus Noach, is that it happened afterwards. Now, again, I know that the Ramban is bothered by Akasha, that rainbows are natural phenomena, and therefore they probably existed before. And so we have to address the Akasha somehow. But the point is that one could argue that even if something is not based on Maaseh Bereishis, there should be a bracha nonetheless, right? Because we should be metaking a new bracha on the eclipse. It's a significant event. People are traveling hundreds of miles to see it. Why don't we metaken the bracha? Yeah.
Rabbi Bergman is just explaining why you're not making an osam maaseh bereishis
Correct.
because it's not shaya. But you're not making an osam maaseh bereishis on the keshes.
So there's a new bracha they're metaken on the keshes.
But
So maybe there should be a new bracha that they're metaken on the eclipse.
I don't think he's saying that we would only ever make a bracha on something that existed at
No,
Maaseh Bereishis. We only ever
Enochanami.
make an osam maaseh
We
bereishis.
only make an osam maaseh bereishis on that. So I know why we don't make an osam maaseh bereishis on an eclipse. But maybe there should be a new bracha on the eclipse. Right? That's the kasha. Right? Why are Chazal? How come the Mishnah never has a bracha on an eclipse? So it's really hard to answer this kasha. It's not a simple kasha to answer. Most say that the answer over here is based on the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chav Tes, which is really a Gemara that's very hard to understand. The Gemara writes that if you have a likoi ha-levona, since Klal Yisrael is medame to the levona, so if you have a lunar eclipse, that's bad for Klal Yisrael, right? If you have a solar eclipse, that's bad for the goyim. That's bad for the universe. And the Gemara then says that there's Bishvil Arba Devarim, that the Chamos Loka, there are four Averas, so to speak, that for which the sun is Loka, for which is an eclipse. Now, this Gemara is very hard to understand again because it seems like it's a natural phenomena. So there are various and sundry explanations. None of them are fully satisfactory. The Maharal of Prague says, how come the Ribbono shel Olam established it that the moon and the sun, right, that the moon interferes with the sun? Why did the Ribbono shel Olam not set it up that the moon never interferes with the sun? Well, the problem with that is that that could only happen if it's at a 90 degree, whatever. And even so, whatever, in Jeremy Brown's article, he shows that it's not really shaykh to have that type of situation. Again, it could be that the moon and the sun be in the same orbit, which is perhaps what was going on at Maaseh Bereishis, but Maharal's suggestion is really hard to understand astronomically. There are other suggestions that are given. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that maybe what the Gemara means is that there's a bad omen when you see an eclipse, but sometimes you won't see the eclipse because it could be it's a rainy day. Now, this is really hard to understand also because on a rainy day, you still see the eclipse. I know when it's raining at night. An eclipse just makes it like night, so you know when it's raining. So others have various explanations. The Aruch HaNer writes that it's that the Mal'igim al-Divrei Chachamim have problems with this Gemara, and he suggests that maybe what the Gemara means not that you're seeing an eclipse. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says it's about you seeing an eclipse, but we're talking about the Zman of the eclipse. Meaning to say, it's like the Ribbono shel Olam established these times in the past. When the Ribbono shel Olam set up Teva, he established these times, and these are times which are inauspicious. But what does it mean then? It's based on Chatoim. So maybe it's what the Ribbono shel Olam knew in advance, or based on a certain Chatoim. It's really a very hard Gemara to understand. Many of the Achrayim say in the Chidushim of Rebbe Yosheban Maseches Sukkah. So he quotes a tshuva of the Radvaz, that the Radvaz suggests that maybe the pshat in the Gemara is that if you have an eclipse that happens shelo bizmano, So then it's based on these four things that the Gemara mentions. But if the eclipse happens bismanos, then it's just nature. Now, that would be interesting, but that would also make this Gemara never applicable, because I don't think there's ever been an eclipse that happened shalom bismano. But theoretically speaking, lo yitzur, if it would happen, enochanami. So again, halacha lemaisa, I think, what?
Bederach Nes.
Bederach Neis. If it would happen Bederach Neis, so then, right, that's because of these averis. Now, do you make a bracha? No, we don't make a bracha on eclipse. Why not? Probably because Chazal knew this Gemara. Chazal were not metakin a bracha on an eclipse. Because Chazal knew, or in Chazal's mind, eclipses are a bad sign, a bad omen, anyone you want to say it. So if Chazal not metakin the bracha. And maybe, right, it should be a bracha that's niskana after Tkufas Chazal. So that, of course, brings us back to our stira in the Rush, right? The Rush in Kiddushin Perek Aleph, Simen Mem Aleph. The Rush speaks about a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, a bracha that was recited at the time that when the Kohen would say, Asher Kidesh, Uber B'me'ei Imo, etc. So the Rush says, no, you can't make a bracha. First of all, the Uber is not Mekudesh B'me'ei Imo. Second of all, it's not a bracha that's Chuzka B'Talmud, so we don't make it. Right on the bottom of the Rush, they ask a steer. I mean, the Rush in Ksubis, Perek, Aleph, Simen, Tazayin, talks about a bracha of Besulim, right? Asher, Tsa, Gegel, Yizmi, whatever it is. So that bracha is also not in Shas and is recited. Right? We spoke about the bracha of Hanosin Layoiv Koach, which the Mechaber says not to say. Our minig is that we do say it, right? Our minig is that, some of us maybe, right? Our minig is that we say these brachas. Why? Because B'Pashtus, we make brachas on strong minhagim. That's probably why Ashkenazim make a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, etc. Right? If Klal Yisrael has been doing something for a very long time as a mitzvah, so that shows him Einam Neviim Heim, B'nei Neviim Heim, and therefore we make a bracha. Right? Therefore we make a bracha. We make brachas on very strong minhagim. That's probably, again, there are some who don't. I also don't make a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. But the point is that there was traditions among Klal Yisrael, you make a bracha, but how come people did not make a bracha on an eclipse? How come minhag never developed? And the answer is because they saw it, based on the Gemara in Sukkah Chavtes, as a bad sign, a bad omen, etc. So again, yeah.
Isn't Akeshas also seen as a bad sign?
Keshes is also seen as a bad sign. The Gemara says you make a bracha on the Keshes. So if it's in the Gemara, you
Also
have to make
mentioned
the
like
bracha.
Homer specifically as like a simon that like the simon that like God's never going to flood the world again. So that's
Also good.
Right. So if anything, it
There's
sounds
no
like, if anything,
precedent.
it sounds like it's a
No,
good sign.
right. I mean, it's
But
not like
the
there's
post-game
nothing the Torah
splits.
says. No, there's no Shechas eclipse. Like it's not anything. There's no
Nothing the Torah
precedent in
denies the
Chumash.
existence of an eclipse.
I mean, it is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that it's advisable not to tell people about a keshes, not to tell people about a rainbow. Does anyone say not to tell people about an eclipse? Right, that's
That's
already,
less common.
right? It's less, everyone knows it. Like everyone's talking about it. I was driving this morning on the
But was that
West Side Highway. There's a sign, April 8th, eclipse.
that there's not a chazal? They didn't. It
They
wasn't.
could
They weren't
still.
talking about eclipses, probably.
They probably, I don't
Now people go
know.
online and Google and say, "Oh, it's an eclipse," and
I
then.
don't know at what point they developed the predictive ability for an eclipse. At what point they had the
I think they're
sophisticated.
having viewing parties in this manifesto before like the 21st century.
Maybe, again, I don't know. I should point out, by the way, that Jeremy Brown, his article notes that Rabbi Yonatan Apshitz understands that the Gemara, not about eclipses, but that Likoi Hachama refers to sunspots. Now, this is already questionable because you couldn't know of sunspots until there was a telescope. They're almost impossible. Now, happens with Bjornsson Apshitz lived shortly after Galileo. It could be he knew about them, but it's already very questionable. Also, what do you mean that you see the sunspots? You could only see, it's just, it's a hard, and the sunspots are always there. So it's a hard mahalach in the Gemara. Also, it's very hard to understand this idea in the Gemara as to why it's like a simin ra, etc. But we're doing the best we can. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for coming.